Greetings, members and friends. It's time once again for our weekly Sunday School preview. So thanks for joining me and welcome back. Called into covenant with God is the October unit focus. This Sunday's lesson entitled God's Covenant with David is about a covenant God made that prepared the way for Jesus to become King of Kings and Lord of Lords. David, like Abraham, had a special relationship with God. David was the second king of Israel. He loved and trusted God from his youth. He was called a man after God's own heart and one that would fulfill all of God's will. David was anointed by the prophet Samuel on direct instructions from God to replace Saul, Israel's first king, who God could not rely on and rejected because he would not be obedient to his word. David was also a mighty warrior and won many battles because God was with him. After God had given David victory over his enemies, peace and prosperity, David wanted to do something special for God. David wanted to build a temple or house of worship to place the holy things of God inside, and to have a place for God's people to meet and for God's presence to dwell and manifest itself. But the Lord knew of David's plan and desire to build a house or temple for him, and instructed the prophet Nathan to go and relay a message to David. God sent word to David saying that he knows he wants to build him a house, but his son will build him a house instead. Tell him also that I, God, will build David a house or dynasty. God would establish his covenant with David and his son and set up David's throne to be an everlasting throne. This everlasting throne is currently being occupied by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus' earthly father, Joseph, and husband of Mary, the mother of Jesus, is a direct descendant of David. Jesus was also born in Bethlehem, which is called the city of David. Therefore, Jesus is referred to as the son, root, and offspring of David. Because he is David's descendant, Jesus is the fulfillment of the covenant God made with David as a result of David's desire to build a house for God and the relationship they had. To understand this covenant is to understand that Jesus just didn't show up out of thin air, but his appearance was part of God's plan of redemption, which he worked through covenants with Abraham and his descendants after him. To get a greater understanding of this lesson, read the daily Sunday School readings found in your Sunday School book and on our website and mobile app. Well, that's all for this week's preview. Be sure to join us in Sunday School this week for a fuller discussion of this lesson and the general topic of God's call into covenant. So until then, grace and peace.